You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Come in for their best deals ever right now. Record number of customers that take advantage of the Chevrolet 0% interest through the summer, so you might as well do it. They have 20% off MRSP on remaining 2017s at Lakewood Chev. Kevin Woodley from InGoal Magazine, NHL.com, joins us. And Kev, a unique story in the community today. Mark Gotch from Germany has been touring around, and he's looking for a men's league rec team. I actually just tweeted it out. So anybody who has a rec league game tonight that is looking for an extra player, a guy from Germany who, and I know you were the one who got me onto this story a little bit. He actually played for your guys' team, and supposedly he's a beauty in the room.
Yeah, I know. Actually, his name is Mark Gustman, and I know the Twitter handle is Mark Gosh, but one of those stories, you know, of hockey bringing people together. He's actually a transit officer in Germany. One of the guys on my beer league team is a transit officer. He ran into him downtown Vancouver. They started talking. He explained to him that he is going to watch a hockey game. He's going across Canada. He's watching a hockey game in every NHL city and some junior stops along the way, and he brought his skates. And so my guy, being one of those good guys that you love to have in the room, says, hey, well, if we can get you some gear, you want to come play with us? And I'm telling you, I thought he didn't want to take off the jersey and leave the room. Like, it was such a big deal to him to play a Canadian beer league game and to be a part of it. And the enthusiasm that he brought to the rink for us as, you know, a beer league team that, you know, frankly, actually we've gone through some struggles of late. Like, it was just, I don't know, there was a purity and a joy of the game that was contagious. And so I know he's in Edmonton today, one last day, and then heading to Calgary tomorrow, driving basically across the country in a rented car. So if anybody's got a pickup game or a spot on their beer league roster tonight, check out your tweet, check out his Twitter handle, and drop him a direct message, because I guarantee you he'll pick up your room for sure with his enthusiasm. Right down to the hockey tattoo that he's got.
Really?
I think he's a big Seidenberg fan. It might be a Dennis Seidenberg tattoo.
He could tell Oilers fans about the legend in Germany known as Leon Draisaitl.
I believe they've met. I think if you check through his Twitter feed, there might be a picture of him and Leon meeting at some point somewhere in the past in Germany. So, yeah, just, hey, a fun story. And like I said, if anybody's got a spot for him, check out the Twitter feed and drop him a line.
Oh, yeah, why not? And I know there's lots of guys out there. Everybody will tell you the main reason you play men's league team for the most part is for the locker room, because you want it to be fun and have a good time. And how are his skills? Pretty decent?
We'll call him a third liner.
Okay.
Skates hard.
It's all good.
Yeah, a couple shots on goal. He gives it his all. But like you said, it should be about the atmosphere. And it's funny because our team has maybe lost a little. We had been in a bit of a funk and maybe gotten a little too serious. And he brought that fun right back out of us. And we haven't lost actually since he played for us. So, yeah, good luck charm, if nothing else.
Okay, perfect. Now, let's get into goaltending and hockey. Cam Talbot, like a lot of goalies around the league, their numbers are down from last season. But Talbot, for the most part last year, what was great about his game was just the consistency. Kevin, from game in and game out, he was very consistent. You know what? He looked really good in the Pittsburgh game and then let the Malkin goal go right through him. You know, he's had some unlucky breaks, but he's admitted that he hasn't felt as good as he did last year. What have you seen? What are some of the small, maybe technical things that are just off from Talbot this year?
Well, we've talked about the reverse VH and being down and on his post when the play is both in the corner and moving up the wall. And we've also talked about the fact that that was something that was in his game last year. To me, the biggest thing, and I've talked to a couple other goalie coaches that have gone through Edmonton, and this is kind of what they've said. He doesn't look comfortable. He doesn't look set. I thought his movements were pretty good the other night, last night against Detroit. But when you look at some of the chances, there's just too much movement. And some of that is, you know, like especially that second goal, just the puck everywhere in front of him and a little bit of chase in his game. And just, I hate to not, it's not the most technical term, but doesn't look set, doesn't look comfortable. It's not like he's being over aggressive in terms of coming off the goal line out to the top of the blue ice, but there are times when instead of moving into his post, he's going sort of beyond them and almost to the edge of the blue ice, left and right of his net. You know, so we think of aggression as being out above the crease. you can have aggression beyond your post to either side. You see a little bit of that. But for the most part, it just looks like a guy who at times is struggling to trust his reads. And that probably is a function of those reads being not so much off as what you expect to happen when you make them not happening in front of you. And maybe that snowballed a little bit, but it's on him. No matter what's going on in front of you, it's on you to play your game behind it and not start to do other people's jobs. And I don't think he's been bad by any stretch, but when you see the amount of movement in his game, that's something that we praised for not being there in the past. And then, you know, whether it's reads or whether it's, you know, just too many open looks and too much, you know, good puck movement in front of him laterally. And I think that's why save percentage is down around the league, how much lateral movement close to the net teams are creating. He just hasn't been able to settle in behind it yet, at least not to the level we were used to seeing last year.
So now, save percentage, why do you feel it's down across the league?
Well, it's funny. I mean, and like not a small drop. Like last year, it actually dipped from 915 2 years ago to 913 last year. We're down to 909 right now. And part of that is early season. As you know, things tighten up as the year goes on, especially after Christmas. We see teams really kind of crank down defensively. And we talked about how, you know, defense was kind of behind offense, the structure of defense early in a season, whereas offense is more about instinct and free flow. But talking to some goalies, there's a couple of trends. One, shooters are better at exploiting spots and disguising releases, and there's more and more of them, these younger players that are going to these shooting coaches in the summer and basically learning not just where to put the puck, but how to make it look like you're putting it one place and then put it somewhere else. But you still have to have time and space to use those techniques. And that's where the last couple teams through here, I've been talking to the goalies about what they see as a difference. And it's the hands. It's the fact that you can't be, we saw the crackdown on the slashing, and they believe that that has made a difference because you've got these shooters with this skill level that's evolving and improving. And now you've limited, by calling these penalties finally, the ability for other teams to be on their stick and in their hands as consistently as they were before. So they're actually getting more opportunities, the goalies feel, to sort of use some of these newer techniques in their shooting and more, not so much open looks, but even when it's sort of a battle one-on-one chasing, if nothing else, they're able to sort of get the shot off they want versus having a two-hander come down across their hands or across their stick and disrupt that shot because the NHL's kind of taken that play away defensively. And a couple of the goalies I've talked to the last few days feel that's a big part of it as well. The last one is we're seeing teams on purpose create lateral plays just above the top of the crease. The Canucks have done it here with their new number one power play unit, the Besser, Barchi, Horvat top unit. You watch when they get pucks to the net on the power play, the three forwards basically form like a little umbrella just a couple of feet off of the crease. And so in the past where you'd have a rebound, we had a play here where a rebound goes off the goalie to his left and Barchi gets to it. Instead of default shoveling that puck back at the goalie like most guys do, he puts it between his legs through the crease to the other side. And why can he do that with confidence? Because he knows system-wise, they've got two guys coming into that exact area, that sort of space just above the top of the crease, looking for those opportunities, and it's a backdoor tap-in for Bo Horvat. Those may look like scrambles and broken plays, but they're designed, and we're seeing a lot more teams try and do that where you can, rather than trying to just create a rebound in tight and shovel away, you're trying to create lateral plays off of these scrambles and off of these rebounds in tight. And as good as goalies are moving left to right, from that range, it's a pretty hard space to recover.
Kevin Woodley from InGoal Magazine and NHL.com joins us. Jacob Markstrom, Kevin in Vancouver, he's looking very different. Now, maybe not technically to somebody like you who studies the position, but his results and everything are much different. What has he done to look this much better early on than last season?
I think it's a matter of opportunity and a matter of confidence. And I think Jacob is a guy who doesn't play on technique. They have worked very closely to try and improve his tracking, to try and get him to play a tighter game with his body in terms of not letting pucks go through it, but without losing that instinctive reactive ability. He's incredibly quick left to right, for a goalie of his size. His movement is dynamic. It's explosive. He's got good hands. The problem was he opened up far too much in the past. And so it's a really fine line between allowing sort of that natural skill to shine without sort of, you know, trying to, by closing up the holes, taking that natural skill away. And they found a really good balance. But I think the one key here is he's not really a technical guy. He is more of a field goaltender. I don't know that if you have the conversations about the biomechanics of tracking, I think you probably lose him. And so it's not so much about talking through things, I don't think, with him. I think it's more about setting up drills, setting up practices for him to feel good, because I really do think he thrives on feel. And so when you have a goalie like that, he's got the maturity to maybe quickly get past some of the bad goals that have gone through him early in the season, and there have been a couple, and just trust the process and get back to trying to feel good, he's on a roll. Like, I don't know if it's sustainable, but when he's feeling good, like he is right now, he has the athleticism. He has the dynamic movement, explosive movement to be a really dominant goaltender. And right now you're seeing sort of some of that confidence. It's interesting though, he's at 921, which is, you know, almost top 10 in the league among regulars. And yet on the polar opposite of the spectrum, we talked about Nilsson being a guy who plays very controlled, contained, almost like the opposite, despite being a similar size goaltender and also Swedish like Markstrom. He's at 943. So it's kind of, I'm kind of curious. They're clearly trying to set Jacob up to get in a role and be the guy. And I would suggest he's a guy who thrives on a role, on the opportunity to not dwell on mistakes and just get right back in there. But, you know, unless his numbers keep climbing, I don't know how much, you know, you're going to have to try and get Nilsson in there a little more as you move forward if you continue to see that gap.
Kev, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate it. We will talk to you next Monday. Oiler fans are hoping we are talking about something more positive in Cam Talbot's game, getting back to where he was last year. He's got four games this week. Likely he's going to play three, and we'll see Lauren Brossoit likely on the weekend in one of the two back-to-back games. It'll be interesting. Thanks for your time.
I will keep a close eye on it, and we'll see if we're still talking maybe the potential of a Carey Price moved out of Montreal by next week as well. We'll tease you with that one.
Could a team take on a salary? That'd be interesting, for sure. Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it.